When I became an executive of a company that produces mason jars back in 2003, I never dreamed my life was going to be like this. A decade ago, we were just another glassware business. But now, there's not a precious little bar in New York, LA, or anywhere else that isn't serving drinks out of our iconic containers. And now that mason jars are on top, now that my fellow executives and I are beverage conquistadors, we're going to enjoy this cocaine-fueled rocket ride for as long as it lasts. I'm blasting off to Mars, and I'm headed straight through the belly of the sun. As long as every gastropub and Williamsburg speakeasy wants to keep pouring craft cocktails into our jars, we're going to swim in Peruvian street spice and party like savages. You keep mounting mason jars by your bathroom sinks and using them as toothbrush holders, we'll keep buying Fabergé eggs faster than Sotheby's auctioneers can shit them out. You make mason jars into jack-o'-lanterns. We wear tie pins that could put a kid through college. You don't think I'm a bona fide Golden King? I'm on a hovercraft right now. That's what that sweet craft and green will get you. That and world-class trim at every nightclub VIP room on Earth. Seriously, it's like my mansion magically grows a new Italianate fountain every time someone fills our jars with seashells and uses them as decorative centerpieces. I have 8 infinity pools. Look, I never expected any of this from mason jars. Who would? You don't get a 600-foot mega yacht and not give an ever-loving f*** if you sink at all. All you've got bankrolling you are little old ladies canning strawberry preserves. But the way that these babies are selling, there's no limit to what my colleagues and I could get away with. We're better than men, better than gods. We're jar-powered god slaughterers. I haven't slept in 5 days and I don't give a I don't even remember buying this cheetah. Do you know what I can do? I can walk into any bed and breakfast in America and just take my out right in front of everybody. And no one's going to say to me because they know that without me, those mason jar light fixtures with the bulbs strung through the lid wouldn't exist. They know that I gave them that nice little rustic touch. Me, I did it. I did that. So my room better be ready, and there better be a kilo of Vermont's finest crystal in my pillow too, because if there isn't, I'm taking every one of my jars out to my Bugatti with me, and you can explain to your guests why your flowers are stuffed in a boring ceramic vase that makes them want to blow their brains out. Do you understand me? I'm everywhere now because you ball bags can't get enough quaint jar action. I'm in the Acropolis kicking over vases. I'm in China slapping terracotta warriors. I'm in the damn British Museum on the Rosetta Stone because I've got an all-access pass to everywhere and I'm blitzed out of my skull. I'm the high priest of eternity. Hey, don't get me wrong. I know you'll walk away from mason jars eventually. One of these days, you turncoat will be done with your mason jar snow globes and spice planters. You'll move on to vintage soda bottles or pewter beer steins or whatever other trendy container gets you rock hard for a while. But until you do, we'll go right on porn stars 5 at a time on the 160th floor of the Burj Khalifa. Put a picture of that on your little Pinterest page under cute wedding ideas. And when we at Ball Mason Jars finally go down, we're doing it like the Vikings wish they did. But guess what? I've also got investments in wall hangings, vaulted candles, wicker wreaths, and 100 other types of wholesome crafts that you brain-dead little dip should seat right up. The other guys at my company might be content to slip back into obscurity once mason jars are over, but not me. I'm not about to walk away from my new life. I'm everything. I'm the world. I'm the last, and I'm going to keep burning and burning and burning until I'm a crispy corpse or you finally get tired of DIY furnishings, which will be never. Now go make some wind chimes out of mason jar lens. I want another island.